Hey, Garrett.
Yes, okay.
Whatever happened to chivalry? Does it only exist in 80s movies?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel like it's all that trendy anymore, you know? Just be like, be a total piece of shit, but charming.
I blame Reaganomics. Hi, I'm Boca.
And I'm healing.
Welcome to the Bromance Podcast, aka the Down Bad Boys. It's two dudes talking about romantic comedies because love is dead, movies are real. And this is our season 7 finale. Garrett, gut check, how are we feeling?
We are better. If anyone's listened to the last two episodes, the Down Bad Boys have been down bad, particularly my ass, who has been particularly down bad. And we're back. We're ready to entertain and we're ready to not randomly want to cry. So honestly, uptrend.
We had you insisted upon a mid-season B plot just going on through the podcast, like when fucking what's one that's not related to relationships that'll inadvertently trigger you, like when fucking Toby told the public in West Wing about the secret space shuttle thing. Nobody will care about that.
I never reference. Watched West Wing.
Yeah, that's fine. It's aged great and poorly at the same time. It's fascinating. Yeah.
Here we go.
What movie are we doing this week, Garrett?
Easy A, aka, oddly enough, pretty close to what I did in high school.
Oh my God.
I know. We can unpack this for today's episode.
Don't be a Faust. Okay. I mean, this is a high school rom-com. Talk about high school is allowed and encouraged.
It is.
Don't be like, I threw four proverbial touchdowns. And yeah. Okay. No. All right. What's your relationship with this movie, though? You told me you watched it 6 times.
Yeah, I've watched it when it came out in theaters because I was a senior in high school. And then I watched it. I mean, it's just like whenever it was on TV or it was like, what the fuck do we watch? Like, it's just been in recurring. I like it. I think it's a fun time. It's just like, if it's on, I'm going to watch GZA.
It's also fucking packed. There's a lot of people in this. I'm like, hey, you know,
do you watch You?
I don't want you, but I know that's my boy, No Blow Joe, aka Penn Badgley, aka that motherfucker. Was it Gossip Girl or the other one? Which one was the other one that he?
I don't know. I found him in You. Like I didn't know about him before. And dude, he's dope. He's very dope. I mean, he plays a horrible human being. He's dope.
When I was first showing You, and it's this white man looking at a woman trapped in a glass box in his basement or some shit, I was like, I don't want to watch this. And I've already commented how I think it's the strangest thing in the world that so many women seem to love true crime. But it's like, yeah, I don't know why. If that's what it's about, a man kidnapping, capturing, hurting women. It's like, no, not as if like, oh, I'm so fucking pure heart that listen, the bar's on the floor.
It's the appeal of The Weeknd. What? The Weeknd's entire shtick is I'm emotionally damaged. All I do is drugs. I will fuck you and do you dirty. His whole shtick is undercurrents of sex appeal and 50 Shades action, but he's actually a serial killer and a problem. And you're like rooting for him in the spirit of Dexter, mildly turned on at times. And it's just very well written. So listen, it's like, it's, yeah.
Big Mouth is back this weekend. So I don't got to watch You. Okay. I don't need to watch a psychological thriller based on books by Caroline Kepnes. Thank you, Wikipedia. So it's like, let me focus on where I feel good. That's watching fictional middle schoolers have erections. How's this movie kick off?
Jesus, tap dancing Christ.
Yay, I'm rubbing how off does on this, you.
How does this movie kick off? Actually, that's a very good question. What is actually the opening scene of this movie? I swear to God, I just got done watching it, but I don't remember the opening scene of this movie.
Okay, so the story is narrated by Emma Stone's character, 17-year-old girl living in Ojai, California, talking to her webcam, right? And she is best friends.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Allie from Allie and AJ. You a big Allie and AJ guy?
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know Allie and AJ?
You are these friends from high school?
Personal? No friends? No, it was a fucking pop rock group of like, remember that song, Potential Breakup Song?
No.
It was like a 2004 group. It's sisters. They did shit. They probably had some DCOMs, whatever. It's the girl who's best friend, right? What's that name? What's the best friend's name? She has the hair and allegedly she has big boobs.
Characters. The heavies.
Do you just call them the heavies?
Whatever. Yeah, they're the heavies.
You're making fetch happen right now.
No,
nobody.
Please continue.
That's not a commonly accepted slang for large breast, man.
We're working into the vernacular in 2021. I got nothing. I'm going to go with Olivia. I don't know. I'm pulling it out of my ass at this point.
The best friend. Your pitch is Olivia.
My pitch is Olivia because I have nothing to base it off of. No, I know why I thought that, because Olive is the main character. So yes. That's why I've reached to Olivia. Okay, let's reframe it. I'm going to go with Amy based entirely on nothing.
You are incorrect.
Fuck.
It is Rhiannon after the song by Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, look at that.
Mac shit, gang shit. You know the vibes. Rumors, baby. So Olive, you already called it. Rhiannon was like, yo, come camping with my family. And Olive's like, I don't want to. Your parents are nudist hippies who served me both patchouli and marijuana. I have a date this weekend, so I'm not going to be able to make it. Rhiannon gets back from the camping trip, right? She's like, oh, so how was the date? And somehow she's just like, oh yeah, we hung out all weekend. And he's like, oh my God, you slept with this fictional person that doesn't exist. Mm. And this woman doesn't listen. It's all her fault. It is all Rhiannon's fault. She's so fucking pushy.
She has. Go ahead. She's the pushy the pushy best friend that is like very, very hard headed, doesn't listen to shit, is mildly annoying. And I'm like, this is a good high school friend. There are definitely like your ride or dies that survive. But I feel like of the high school people, at least in my instance, it's like you keep like two, and then everyone else is college and then like adult life. But like high school, this is one of those friends that you have, and I'm not sure they're there forever. And they nailed that.
You know, I'm a big circle the block nostalgia person. And so it's like, oh yeah, I've reached out to people from like middle school and high school. Like, hey, how are you doing? Whatever. I once had a dream that a friend from elementary, middle school, high school died. We weren't ever that close, but like somebody I knew since like fourth grade. I was like, he died. And I was like, I haven't spoken to this person since probably the year 2013, but I'm going to message them or some shit to make sure I don't actually have psychic powers. They're alive, so I don't have psychic powers.
There you go.
Right. But Rhiannon is like, oh my God, you slept with him. Didn't you? Didn't you? Didn't you? Didn't you? Didn't you? And I was like, fuck, fine, I did. Mind you, this person doesn't exist. She spent the whole weekend listening to fucking Pocket Full of Sunshine by Natasha Bedingfield. But whatever.
I feel like everyone either knew or was the person that had sex with someone that went to the other high school. And the other high school either didn't exist, or the person didn't exist, or the circumstances didn't exist. But everyone had the friend that either lied about it. And if you didn't, you were the friend.
I was so deep in I'm doing AP bullshit for the hopes of getting into the best college possible that I was never too. It was like, oh, would you like to have that being sex? Yes.
Sex,
was that,
intercourse.
Was it ever like, oh my God, I heard Ricky got blown. We now like him. He is now popular. It was never that bad. And we were in high school when this movie came out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Was that the case for your high school? Would be like, oh my God, I heard Joni loves Chachi and they fuck behind the bleachers. And so now he's kind the of. Coolest and we also hate her because misogyny.
So there was the rumor that I had sex like with someone in the girl's bathroom. And the rumor was started by the girl.
Oh.
And so my ass at like 15 was like, we're going to market the shit out of this. We're leaning in. My hormone monster says, go with it. This will be good for the brand. And I was like, I did have sexual intercourse with that woman. And then that became a launch pad for a storied background of Garrett, the sexual deviant that did not exist because I was 100% a virgin. So that's the easy A comparison. But it did tee up opportunities later down the road that were completely built on that bullshit lie. So thank you, lying.
When you say later down the road, as in during high school, people are like, I want to sleep with this person because I've heard he's had sex.
Yes, that was the end.
That's fascinating.
Because no one wants to be first in. Someone wants to know that the stock's already been bought. No one wants to be the first person into the IPA.
That is, you chose the douchiest way to say a thing that millions of people have said, you know?
Yep.
You spend too much time in the marina. But yeah, nobody wants to be the first person in the dance floor. Nobody wants to be the first person in the swimming pool. That's a normal people say that thing.
Yeah.
Not a, but yeah, so I guess that's true. And so It's like, oh my God, all of that sex. And you know who comes out of the fucking bathroom stall where they were spilling tea? Garrett.
Oh yeah, that not Amanda Bynes lookalike.
It was Amanda Bynes.
I thought it was a lookalike.
That was Amanda
Bynes. I was like, there's no way that's fucking Amanda Bynes. That was Amanda Bynes.
That was Amanda motherfucking Bynes.
Oh, this is one of those, because you're going to ask me her name. It was one of those Ted, is that the teddy bear movie? Yeah, that's one of those Ted things, because it's one of those. I remember that was my brain thing for this. This was like Mind Palace thing. It was like, it was an Anne. It was like Terry Lynn, Anna Lynn, or Anne. It's one of the Anns, you know? Or Lynn's. Terry Lynn, Jamie Lynn. No, Mary Lynn, Mary... It's either Mary Lynn or Mary Ann. It's like, you know, one of those like white trash, like Midwestern.
When you first said Ted, like the teddy bear movie, it's like Paddington?
No, 100% not Paddington. Paddington, I am going to go. Mary Ann, because it sounds more religious. Mary Lynn seems like she gets her back blown out behind Arby's. Final answer.
Garrett. You are correct.
I'm correct. Hey, look at me go. We're back on the board. We just took an L on Olive or whatever I just said, but we're back.
Oh my God. Yeah. Drink your tequila in celebration. Yes. Marion Bryant, aka Amanda Bynes, aka Bringing the Dancing Lobsters. She in this movie plays the most insufferable religious fire and brimstones. Church on Wednesday nights and church is cool in this school type shit. And that shit was triggering to me because, you know, I'm from fucking Texas. These people existed. They were nicer in our high school, frankly, but still this good level of, all right, let's pray around the flagpole in the morning at like before high school starts was a thing that people did voluntarily. And oh my God, I can't ever move back, dude. Even just reminiscing is making me think. Wait, you're old. Your 10-year reunion's coming up or happened.
It happened a year ago, Boca.
How was that?
During COVID. It was during COVID. Oh,
that sucks.
Didn't exist. Probably wouldn't have gone, but it also never happened.
You wouldn't have gone?
God, the phrase, you're old. I just wanted to kill myself.
You're not actually old. I just need to bring you down.
No, but like 29, I'm going to be 30 in a couple months. And then
yeah, buddy, it'll be like, 30.
What's that movie where you, was it Peter Pan or whatever, where you grow up and then you can't see the shit anymore?
Let's see, you got Peter Pan where you can't go to Neverland anymore. Kids Next Door will become evil. The Giver where you're like euthanized, etc.
It's all of those.
You're all of those.
I'm all of those.
Cats in the Cradle, Bubba. So, oh my God, all of that sex. And I suppose nobody else in this high school had sex because everyone's hyper-focused on this one girl. Whatever, it's her story. She feels hyper-focused, right?
Yeah.
But it's like, oh my God, she fucked a person that we don't know. So what?
Who gives a fuck?
It's like, neat, cool. And I understand why. Like, people act like they don't. This is perhaps still down by boys. This is your scumbag rubbing off on me. You're not a scumbag. I didn't need to put that on you. I apologize.
Wow.
I immediately
Luca called me a scumbag in my time of need.
Now is your time of need?
Yeah, now we're rebounding.
You're drinking tequila and have a haircut. Shut up.
I'm back. Maybe we got a clean fade and
don't wink on a podcast. That does nothing for them. Okay, I forgot where I was going with this.
I don't know.
Why does anyone care? It makes no sense. But oh yeah, all the guys being like, oh, will she sleep with me? And she certainly won't.
No.
But the logic behind their new interest is sound.
Yes. Yes.
If these
someone got in.
Yes. These young men are looking for somebody to sleep with them. And you need to you need two broad strokes things there. You need somebody who's willing to have sex and somebody who likes you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's 50%.
You're 50%. Yeah, you're 50% there. That's half the equation solved.
I think this math adds up. I don't see any holes.
This math is checking out.
Yeah. It's like just because she sleeps with you doesn't mean she sleeps with anybody. But everyone else is sleeping with nobody. So you're gonna bother fucking Emma Stone. And by the way,
yes,
while we're on a podcast,
yes.
Oh, nobody's looking at me. Bitch, you're Emma Stone.
Yeah, that is a good point. That was one of those things in this movie, because it's funny. They never really have her be like, they never try to make her unattractive. It's not like she like has glasses and like a fake pimple and her hair up, and then all of a sudden they make her hot. It's just like, oh, look, it's Emma Stone. But the funny thing is, I don't know how old she was in 2010, but it just looked like, oh, a 23-year-old high school student.
They were all and then, like, too old, I think. But
they were. Well, there was a couple that I was kind of believable, but they're like the church group people. It was hysterical because there's like Amanda Bynes. So I'm like, you do just look young, so maybe you're able to play this off. And then the guy sitting next to her holding an acoustic guitar ready to play Jesus music was 30. Like, it wasn't even close. Like, he had crow's feet.
Yeah, that's a Cam. How do you say his last name? Giganet? That's not right.
Giga Chad.
He's 39 now. This movie came out 10 years ago, so he's 29. Even back then, they had a joke like, yo, he's in the movie, he's too old, right? He's been held back several times with an ECA. So that's at least how you kind of get over it. I appreciate them doing that for us. But moving forward. Olive had sex, and Marianne, mind you, she's a Christian in the way that you don't want anyone to be a Christian, and that it's like, mm-hmm. we will try and they didn't lead with nice, did they?
No. It's no one can judge you but God. But God spoke to me and he said, I will be your judgment. Like, it was just like, I don't know. It's some of these people, I'm just like, did you even read the book that, mm-hmm. that you're basing your life choices on? Because I just don't. I missed the chapter where like small blonde lady gets to become judge, jury, and executioner. I'm not sure. Was that Genesis? When did that happen?
That's almost certainly Leviticus, because that's where all the bad shit is that we should just do our best to ignore. But it's like, Jesus, having sex is a sin. It's not adultery. Both people are fucking single. Oh, well, you're not supposed to have sex before marriage. I don't even remember explicitly where that's written, but fine. We've accepted that that's the rule now. But like, we're going to get you to stop by being mean to you. I mean, bullying does work. So there is that.
Yeah. Bully your way to chastity.
Yeah. But it's like, shut the fuck up, go away. This is why people leave the church. So
yeah,
they try to save Olive and whatever, and Olive tells the truth to her friend Brandon, who's being bullied for being gay, right? And so Brandon's like, pretend to have sex with me, so that way people stop bullying me for being gay, because it was like, oh well, you had sex with a woman, ergo you're straight. That logic's decent. Obvious. There's asterisks. It holds up. There's asterisks, but whatever. Your options are limited. You're going to go with that.
It's 2010 and you're in high school. The logic adds up.
Did you ever go to any parties like the one where they pretend to have sex?
Yeah. It was, I think that those mainly happened senior year. And like people's parents would go out of town, or a couple of people's parents were just bad parents. Mm. And so it was like, you know, and that was when I finally, like, I was always like, leaned more into being raised in the like safe sexual promiscuity was a better option than drugs and alcohol. Emphasis on the safe portion. So I didn't really do a lot of like drinking, or I never smoked weed or like did any of that shit in high school until like the last 90 days or something, where I was like, my grades are pretty secured, my college future is pretty secured. You know, just don't fuck it up, but we can go ahead and take our foot off the gas a little bit.
Yeah.
And then that was party season. And that was fun. But I mean, it's also fun because it's like you have the organs of a fresh life form that's never been wronged by the world. So it's just like, wow, tequila, gin, and scotch sure tastes good in this drink because we added orange Kool-Aid and like we don't know better. And in the morning, I'll wake up and feel fine because my liver has magic unicorn powers. And then it does. You just wake up at like 8 a.m. on 5 hours of sleep and you're like, I'm built different. Alcohol has no effect on me. Why don't people just stay drunk all the time?
you almost cracked the code there.
There's age out of that.
Ugh, yikes. Let me get some Pedialyte, frankly, before this vacation. Yeah. And so, all right, Olive and Brandon, they pretend to have sex, and it was very unconvincing, but most of the people listening in had not had sex themselves. So like, wow, this is pretty convincing. And then Rhiannon's mad. Allie from Allie and AJ, this group that Garrett has never heard of.
Never heard of.
You really have never heard. If I said potential breakup song, you're like, oh, I have no idea what song that is.
No.
That is insane. I'm not even a fan. I didn't watch their DCOM, but I'm like, that is crazy.
When would this song have come out?
Like 2004, 2005?
Oh, wow. Yeah. I should have known it then. I have nothing for this. I'll look it up later. Maybe I know it. Yeah, I just know the name.
I'll send you some links, bro.
Give me some links, bro.
Right. So, all right. Rhiannon and them get into a fight. And it's like, oh, no. Now that Olive has allegedly had sex with two people, one of whom we've never met, whore, cut her off, belongs to the streets. Is Ohio, you know California better than I do. Is Ohio like a conservative community?
No, so that was the weirdest thing about this movie taking place in Ohio. So I've only been in Ohio once, and it was for a wedding. And it was super fun, but it was at some resort in the middle of nowhere. I've never been to, like, the city of Ohio, where it would look like a place where you'd have a high school and, like, shit going on. Mm-hmm. It's super bougie, upscale, and expensive, or it's just complete backwoods and farmland. So, like, I don't know. I don't know. I honestly have no... It kind of reminds me of, like, if... Calabasas had farming. Like, yeah, that's the best description I have for it.
It looked like Napa to me, but I haven't spent too much time in Napa.
It's what they think. It's, yeah, it's how the people want to present Napa. And then you're actually, like, going to high school in Napa and you're like, oh, this place might be a shithole.
When you grew up in Napa, California, with your with your close-knit family, did you just go up on the roof at night, look up at the stars and say, one day I'll make it out of this town?
10,000%. We'd go to the downtown Napa farmers market and all, like, because all you could do is just, like, skate around or, like, try to, like, you know, someone's brother would be like, oh, they bought us beers, and we'd be like, oh, or like a glass of wine or something. And then you'd, like, skateboard around to hit on chicks that were your own age, and then, like, you know, watch a movie, and then just, like, browse Target and be like, one day, man, one day we won't live in this shithole city that we can't do anything in. And then everyone left except for the townies.
Oh, Lord. Why don't you know more about wine?
I mean, that's a good question. So I've, like, drank a lot of it, like, a lot of expensive wine, done the whole sommelier bullshit and the wine tastings. I just don't care. It's the same with beers. It's like you go to a microbrewery and they're like, this was aged in a mahogany barrel shoved up a goat's ass 3 summers ago. And you're like, cool, it tastes like beer. Like, I don't know. It's grapes or grapes. I can tell the difference between a $2 bottle of wine and, like, a $20 bottle of wine, a $20 bottle of wine, and maybe a $100 bottle of wine. And then after $100, you're just buying into a fairy tale. The story sounds nice and you have money to blow, so all of a sudden the grapes taste better, but I could swap out $2 chuck with it and you probably wouldn't know the difference, as long as you paid $400 and then you could, you know, sniff your own farts and say it smells like Chanel number 5.
You know, I just opened a bottle of wine the other day. That's big for me because I don't drink wine.
There you go.
And the problem was the cork didn't want to come out, so I was like, oh, this is just cork in my wine. But I was like, thankfully I have some bowls, so I was like able to filter that shit out, and then I just flushed it all down the sink. I was like, you know, this isn't you. Be true to yourself.
There you go, man. That's the beautiful wine story.
Thank you. Right? I'm sure everyone really loved that anecdote. And then I found $20. Meanwhile, in class, because it's a high school movie, they're reading The Scarlet Letter, right? And Scarlet Letter is a story about puritanical bullshit in Massachusetts and white people and pastors being handsy. And so Olive, she's inspired. It's like, oh, Hester Prynne has to wear a scarlet A to say adulterer on her shit. So I'm gonna wear an A as well. This is me being an asshole. You're not an adulterer. You're not an adulterer. You're just having sex. It's like that. Yeah. That requires infidelity from somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like everyone goes through they write a book and then they try it on phase of life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I remember when they had the, I remember growing up, there was like the guy that shot John Lennon read Catcher in the Rye. And then they, like, everyone reads Catcher in the Rye. Like, oh, when am I going to want to shoot John Lennon? And then you, like, finish the book and you're like, oh, he's just like a teenager that complains a lot. Wow. That was a waste of everyone's time.
I really should have liked it more when you describe it like that, but I did not enjoy Catcher in the Rye.
No. And at no point did I feel the need to shoot 60s pop rock icon John Lennon.
Well, you didn't feel that need because he was already dead.
But that's true. If he was still alive, maybe it would have hit different.
Yeah, but leave Paul alone. George is no longer with us, right?
Yeah, Ringo.
Is Ringo alive? Ringo's probably alive.
Ringo's alive.
Poor bastard.
Yeah, no, he's totally alive.
You never
hear. There's a great documentary about Paul McCartney on Amazon. If anyone cares to watch it, it's just called McCartney, and he just walks you through the music. It's dope.
Okay, so she starts wearing bustiers and corsets with a A pinned on it or whatever, and I was like, that's against dress code. You got the spaghetti straps, but whatever. It's Ohio, it's California. And then boys who have had no previous luck with women are now begging Olive to lie and say she fooled around with them to some degree in exchange for various gift cards.
Yes.
What's the going rate here? What do you think's fair?
Well, she's asked, she charges $100 for feel the boobs and maybe a brush of the butt.
And this is all lies, by the way, to tell all people that Jesus Christ. Yeah.
And it was funny because she was haggling for either $100 to Amazon.com. I just love that she added the .com. And it's like, honestly, girl, take the 100, put it in the stock and just let it ride. But 100 on Amazon.com or 100 to like Office Depot or Circuit City. And she's like, I need a new label maker. And I was just like, that is adorable.
She's greatest. She's cool. It's weird that she's not more popular with how great she is.
Yeah.
Or maybe this is just my type of person. Who's like,
no, she's great. It's like, oh, you're objectively beautiful and you have a great personality. Why are you not running this school? Meanwhile, Amanda Bynes is like, dear blonde haired, blue eyed, 10 pound white baby Jesus.
Please, non-denominational Protestant white Jesus, smite all the gay people and the whores and let me and my white friends and Kevin into heaven. Amen.
Yes.
And then
who's fucking Kevin?
I don't know. Just a throwaway. I don't think there's
the guy. One non-white person that they know.
There will be you one. Yeah, hit dog will holler. Okay. If you feel attacked by that line, then ask yourself, what's the dynamics of your friend group? So she's doing these lies and there's a montage and oh my God, Olive slept with it. Have I done my bit about slut shaming with you?
I don't think so, but it sounds like something you do. So let's do it.
I don't get it. And not for I'm a good person reasons, but I hopefully at least those are in there too.
Yes.
The idea of men, but especially young men who want nothing more than to have sex, then mocking the people who are most willing to have sex.
Yes.
You are then discouraging them from sleeping with you and or others in the future.
So I think what the problem probably is, if I'm remembering high school correctly, is you have 10 to 20% of the boys in high school having sex at an early to mid-tier age. With the women that are also girls that are also having sex. And none of these two parties are talking shit on the fact that they're having sex outside of necessarily like, you fucked Diana and then I did. Now we have beef, bro. Or like those sort of conversations. You're not necessarily talking shit on the person you had sex with. The other 80% of people aren't fucking anyone. Mm-hmm. And so their spare time is just furiously masturbating, having psychotic bouts of rage and hormone driven anxiety, and then talking shit on the people that are having sex.
Mm-hmm. You know, going from watching this movie to then watching Big Mouth later tonight is going to be such a perfect hormone double header to remind yourself what youth was like.
The Hormone Monster is one of the greatest representations of anything ever in the history of media.
Shout out Maya Rudolph. When she says bubble bath, I'm trying to figure out what she's going to get into. So the church youth group now also includes fucking Rhiannon, which is weird. I was like, why are you? She herself described herself as a big slut, and even if she's not, it's like, just because you don't like Olive doesn't mean you need to be with these people.
Because her version of being a big slut was like getting motorboated behind an Arby's or something.
You and Arby's, have you even had Arby's yet?
No, that's why I love it. I think of Arby's as such trash because it's just like sliced, shitty, gross meats on shitty bread with curly fries. And the name Arby's just sounds so not okay. It just sounds like it's not going to be a good time. And so it's my throwaway for like, it's just shit.
It's so crazy though, because you know, before you found fitness and or Jesus, and Garrett gives himself a hard time. Like, oh, I used to be a big boy. I used to be a bigger person. But it's like, yeah, you used to be able to put away units, man. What happened to that, Garrett? The Garrett who I have on tape eating like 11 Almond Joys in 60 seconds.
So I will say, I can like, this is the poor phrasing. I can whip it out on demand. So like I can bring back the 4 cheeseburger guy. Or like the 4x4 or the 4x4 at In-N-Out guy, if I have to. But I will say I've built enough like muscle and stain lead long enough that then as long as I go right back to the diet, there's no repercussions. It's like you have a day of water weight and you just keep it moving. So there, that's the answer.
We you know what? Thanksgiving's coming up. I want to see some Garrett Eats content. I miss it.
I'm going to try to take down a turkey this year, you know?
Right. Yeah. Hells yeah, brother. So.
And let's see what else I can take down after this commercial break. I did the thing.
He did it. Commercial break, everybody.
I did it.
We're back. Garrett just took us to commercial break for the first time ever. I want everyone to stop, acknowledge it, and believe that we're all capable of growth, change, and evolution. Garrett, how do you feel? You're voguing and now dabbing.
I am a new man. I'm almost 30. I'm healing and I'm going to commercial break.
Not again, but you know, in the past tense.
No, not now, but I went there.
What if you just did back to back? We're going to commercial break. Just you're like, I can do it now. I can do it. And I'm like, okay, but stop.
We just keep doing the same ad read over and over and over again.
Oh my God. Listen, if you're not using Anchor on FM for your podcast needs, what the fuck are you doing? All right.
Yeah. Hashtag. Also, if you're not Venmoing us cash, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. Start doing that. If you support the podcast, they can tip on the website, by the way. Anchor.fm/bromancepod. They can tip. Well, you want to talk about the movie some?
Yeah. So let's talk about the movie some.
Yeah. Micah, the man who's too old to be in high school, he's Amanda Bynes' boyfriend. Yes. And he has chlamydia.
Yes.
And then his mother's like, Who? Who'd you fuck, Micah? Who'd you fuck? Give me a name.
Give her a name. Where's her name?
And then he fucking panics and says Olive. He didn't sleep with Olive. Olive has slept with nobody. Yeah. Olive is a virgin. Fucking virgin. Nerd. Why? Why say Olive's name?
Well, because she's the go-to source for both lying about having sex with someone and apparently just railing the whole, they're being railed by the entire high school. So it's a numbers game. She can be in there or he can be in there and it's believable.
You know, what's an even better question than the one I just asked?
Yes.
Olive doesn't need to say who it is because she also doesn't at this time does not know who it is. Not yet. She does in like 10 seconds. You can easily disprove it. I'm surprised that parents didn't come harder at Olive and then like our parents need to talk to your parents about our kids need to stop having sex. And then that would have been great because fucking we haven't talked about Olive's parents yet in this movie.
They're so dope. They're so fucking cool.
They are the best. It's fucking Stanley Tucci, the Tooch.
The Tooch.
Yeah, playing Dylan Rosemary. Everyone in Olive's family is named after food. Little brother's name is Chip. Her older brother, who we never see, his name's Kale. And
like, they're just like Dragon Ball Z.
What? Oh, fucking A. True.
It's true.
True. And so I was like, yeah, the parents are cool. And it's like, yo, we're either watching fucking the other Boleyn girl or Bucket List for family movie night. I've never been attracted to Patricia Clarkson, respectfully. In this movie, maybe she's the vibes. I was like, okay, this energy is hot. This energy is cool.
Yeah.
And everyone already loves the Tooch. So
yeah.
The Tooch great is family. Loose. Top tier.
Yeah.
It's fictional families are bad.
You know why? Because they set unrealistic expectations.
Yes. Do you know how often I watched The Cosby Show as a child? Now it's awkward, but how often I watched The Cosby Show as a child? I was like, man, why can't my parents be like Heathcliff Huxtable and fucking Claire Huxtable? You know?
And now you're just so glad that they aren't.
Well, here's the thing.
Like these Puddin' Pops hit different now.
Asterisk. Bill Cosby,
the fictional monster,
rotten jail. The character of Heathcliff Huxley. Also, Heathcliff was sometimes a dick, but like overall,
yeah. That character still holds up. It's like you can still appreciate the athleticism of an O.J. Simpson era Bills running back.
Quite frankly,
those OJ stats Simpson's still hold
problematic.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He only hurt one person. It was murder, but he only hurt one person.
It's like, and there's, you know, we're not going down this rabbit hole. I'm just saying like, yeah, OJ Simpson is more welcome in society than Bill Clinton. Not Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Maybe Bill Clinton should be on the fucking page too.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, we don't have to get into it, but there's no way that man is not an absolute filthy piece of shit.
Oh, Christ. Oh, Bubba. All right. Mm-hmm. So... the fact that we know Bill Clinton's pet name is funny. So Micah's like, I have chlamydia and Olive gave it to me. And then yep. Olive is going back to her guidance counselor played by fucking, oh my God, I'm drawing a blank. You know who this is though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lisa Kudrow.
Thank you.
Yeah.
right?
So Phoebe Buffay.
There we go.
As the years go on, I'll rewatch Friends because that's my version of The Office. And fuck, it's just, she gets more, I get more into Phoebe. It's like late game. It's like at first you're like, oh, it's Rachel. Wait. And then you're like, ooh, Monica. And now I've hit my Phoebe stride.
Personality wise or the vibe?
Overall package.
Really?
Overall package. Yeah, I know. I didn't see that for me either, but now I'm leaning Phoebe's. I was a big Monica guy for the longest.
I'm a big fan of Gainfully Employed. So Monica has that over the other two.
Wow.
Whatever. Rachel's job 80% of the time made no damn sense. And then somehow she's an editor.
Yeah, she got bags randomly. She just all of a sudden was like, oh, you want to be the chief editor of Vogue for no fucking reason? That's like, sure.
Oh, sitcoms. All right. So Micah turns out he was fucking Lisa Kudrow, who's married to cool English teacher guy Hayden Christian Church. Is that motherfucker? Thomas Hayden Church. That's his name. The guy with the weirdly gravelly voice.
Oh, yeah. THC.
What?
Those are his initials.
Is this a common accepted nickname for Thomas Hayden Church?
If it isn't, it should be.
Are you in the THC hive? You don't even smoke, bro.
I'm in the THC hive.
You don't vape. You don't roll. You don't
No, but I watch. Wings? My boy Thomas Hayden Church. That's what I do.
Yes. Okay. You can watch Mr. THC.
Watch pass. Am I right?
Watch pass. So. Now, the church youth group that was already like, Olivia sucks, burn in hell. This is what Jesus wants, we think. Now they're like, you fucked our leaders, man.
We'll have no fury like white people that have been scorned by their white people in high school.
So, I mean, there's an asterisk on that fucking list. But yeah, and so they're now really like, get her out of here. And it's like, this is not an expendable offense, fucking, unless you go to like a private school, and it's not, it's public school, like the fucking principal said. So they're all pushing for her. And meanwhile, at the same time, this dude, Anson, white people name, who was also Rhiannon's crush, again, white people name, but I like that one. He asked Olive out. And because Olive earlier had this good point, all these men are paying me gift cards to lie and say I fucked them. None of y'all are actually trying to fuck me, or at least take me out.
Like, if you were just like a decent person and just asked me out, I might not have done it.
That's what she said when a big man was like, he got bad. He was like, I'll just tell people I did and they won't believe you. But whatever. So Anson asks Olive out and they're like, we're going to go to not Red Lobster. And it's cool. And meanwhile, Penn Badgley is there because he works there because it's high school. And Rhiannon's there too. I guess it's her birthday. No, it must have been a parent's birthday.
Yeah.
Because despite them beefing, Olive would have known that it was Rhiannon's birthday.
Yes.
So Olive's there with Anson and they're going to eat like a fuck ton of food that a high schooler probably couldn't pay for. Then they try to dip out. And then Anson gets like too handsy in the parking lot. He's like, oh, I thought people were paying you for sex, like a sex worker, having sex.
That classic thing that happens in high school all the time.
Oh my God. Listen, if you watch fucking Euphoria, you would think otherwise, right?
I feel like every teen high school movie, TV show, piece of media, particularly the show Skins, paints high school as like this like cool, edgy fuck fest. When in reality, it's just awkward erections and like shitty conversations and cringe and fashion that won't hold up in 2 years and just the most stupid years of your life. College is the thing that they are stealing from to create high school. Mm-hmm. And then you go to college and you're like, at least this is my experience. I was like, oh, the shit I used to see in high school movies is college. This is dope. We have a house. We have a keg. We have sex. Life is cool. I'm young. Like, this is all the shit that they painted high school to be. When in reality, it's just pimples and unwanted erections.
You are 100% correct. Everything that happened to Degrassi, or at least 80% of it, should rather be in like a college setting. There aren't really college TV shows.
That's the stupidest thing. It's like all the meat is college. The meat is not high school. No one gives a flying fuck about high school.
Dear White People, which now is a fucking musical in the final season. Greek, which is on like ABC Family, which is now Freeform. For you young people, Freeform used to be ABC Family, okay? We're losing recipes. But can you think of another college TV show?
I can't, but I just figured, Blue Mountain State. But I figured out why.
Why?
college kids don't watch TV shows about college because they're too busy having fun in college. High school kids aren't having fun, so they'll be watching TV shows about what it's like to be in high school. So will preteens. So all that, like, your viewing audience, I think they'll be super engaged in a high school show because they're kind of captive. You then leave your parents' home and you're just like trying not to get chlamydia and going to parties all the time. You don't have cable and you're just having fun with your friends. You aren't staying at home being like, well, ABC Family, there's a new episode of I'm in college having sex. Like, you don't give a fuck. And then if you're out of college, you're like, I double don't give a fuck. So, yeah.
Okay. That's a line of reasoning. So
there we go.
Anson, he's gross. And then Olive pushes him away. And then she's crying in the parking lot. And then Penn Badgley, he pulls up like Joe from You. He's like, where did you come from, sir? I thought you were just working 10 seconds ago. But fine, he dips out, right? Or he shows up and it's like, hey, do you need a ride home? He's like, yeah. And then she's crying in the car and talking about all the shit. And Anson, mind you, the flashback that happened early in the movie, when Penn Badgley and Emma Stone were in middle school, they were 7 minutes in heaven. But Penn Badgley's like, oh, I don't know if I'm ready to have my first kiss yet. I'm saving myself for marriage. Do you mind if we just tell people we made out? And Olive, Emma Stone, was like, who had a crush on him, was like, oh, yeah, sure. That's fine. Fine. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what else can you do in that situation? Whatever. But
big facts.
What?
It's a joke. Okay. It's a joke.
You know what? Have a seat, Garrett. I got a friend here. Jesus. His name's Chris. Chris Hansen. He'd like to talk to you.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You cheated up. I went with it.
And then ladies and gentlemen, me. We got him. All right. Fine. Yeah. It's fine. They have the sexual tension and they were going to make out, but now I was like, no, I'm fucking crying right now. Now's not the time, which is like, yeah, that's an important lesson, by the way. Rom-coms, it's like, oh, I am having a vibe with this woman, but she's also, this vibe is on the back of her dealing with like emotional trauma right now. She's crying and shit. Now's not the moment. Now's gross. Now, fucking,
now's very gross.
The biggest problem when Harry met Sally. Remember, he goes over there and she's crying and shit, and then they fucking fuck, and it's like, ew.
Oh,
she's
just
crying. Was she crying because her ex got engaged?
Yes.
So the Harry met Sally, this, whatever. And now Olive is like, I'm going to tell the truth. Or rather, I'm going to find one of my many corroborators to be like, yeah, this is all jokes, JK. She didn't fuck any of us. All these men are like, go eat a dick, Olive. I got mines. People think I'm cool now because I fucked the alleged town slut. Fuck you.
People will touch my penis because people believe you touched my penis. And people will stop touching my penis if you didn't touch my penis.
Especially if they found out we lied about you touching my penis.
Yeah. Now, you know what this is? I'm going to lean into my stock analogy some more. Oh my this God. Is penis Enron. None of this is real. They've made up all their numbers. There's nothing to invest in. And now they have other girls in high school investing into these shell corporations that absolutely do nothing but just shuffle things around. And it's all built upon the shuffling of Olive touch my penis. You take away Olive, and then it turns out the emperor had no clothes. Stock price plummets and everyone gets indicted by the SEC.
Oh, I wish you did NFTs instead. We need to rag on NFTs more.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. No, I divested from all my crypto. I think I told y'all, right? Because like I'm trying not to burn down the Amazon rainforest. Just so
I didn't get that move. It's like you have a 401k and that's invested in companies, and companies are destroying the rainforest anyway. So it's like it's the same. It's as broad as it is long.
No, it's not. It's like cryptos are more aggressively burning down shit than just stocks.
No, that's not true.
I'll send you some literature.
Take the environmental impact of all the companies that comprise the S&P 500. There's no way that's true.
Okay, we'll loop back on a non-stock pod, right? Olive trying to find somebody to confess the truth, right? So it's like, all right, Miss Griffith, fucking Lisa Kudrow, fucking Phoebe Buffay. You and I both know I did not give that high school student chlamydia.
Yes.
Lisa Kudrow's freaking like, listen, he's over 18. He was held back repeatedly. And you want to fuck him? Whatever. Allegedly, her marriage had problems. Okay, then.
Okay, fair.
So fine, Olive just goes to fucking cool English teacher Mr. THC and tells him like, your wife is fucking or fucked at least once. What's his face? He's 20 in the movie. He's 20 in real life. He was 29.
Fucking so stupid. I will protect names.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But I remember it in our high school.
Oh, boy.
A teacher.
Oh, boy.
A hand and or a blowjob. It was always weird. It was, you didn't really know. To a senior who was technically 18 on our senior trip. And not my senior trip, the grade ahead of me. And that was confirmed, and there was a whole debacle. But the teacher wasn't fired because they were 18. And so the following year, when you had this person's class, you were like,
please, God.
That's the teacher. Yeah, that's the teacher that goes on senior trip. And so it's just like all the, every dude just being like bricked up. And like, there's no reason to be bricked up because the person wasn't bricked up worthy other than it would be available.
Yikes. Christ. Yeah. Messy. I'm surprised she didn't try to leave the school. Or maybe she didn't, just takes time.
I think shortly afterwards, but not at that particular moment.
Yeah. Fine. Olive exposes the shit to cool English teacher, and she's talking to her cool ass mom, Patricia Clarkson. And then Olive comes up with a plan. And the plan, this is when you have to really tighten up your suspension of disbelief, and also pat down any opposition, any disapproval you have for big musical numbers in public settings. It's a high school pep rally, and they're the woodchucks, and Olive bursts out of a pile of wood, because how much wood could a woodchuck chuck? A woodchuck could chuck wood. Mm-hmm. And she sings Knock on Wood, which is perfect because y'all are the woodchucks, but also Erections.
Yes.
It's like, tune in to my Cam Soda web stream at 6 p.m. today. Sure, it conflicts with the basketball game, but fuck them. She could have chose a different time.
Also the ego to be like, fuck the basketball team, I'm more important.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. She probably, the adrenaline was pumping. She could have done later in the evening, couldn't she?
She could, but it's about her.
Whatever. She does. And instead of doing Cam type shit, she instead is like, hey, so here's what really happened to everybody, from beginning to end, in broken up in acts and stuff. Very Quentin Tarantino of her. And then I guess now everyone's like, oh, shit, I believe you.
Yeah, which I again, knowing high school, if you ever told the truth, it's like, that's bullshit. We know you fucked people for Amazon gift cards. Like, they're not going to, you know.
If she named names when she really did the thing, and every single one of those dudes who's getting no play is put to the irons, is put to the test on this shit, many of them will fold. So it'll
it's like that bit on the first 48. I don't know what comedian did it. I forgot in this moment. Maybe it was Tom Segura, but it's like watching the first 48. If they don't find a body in the first 48 hours, the chances of finding the killer go down exponentially. And then they'll like get a suspect in, and they'll be like, did you kill Bethany? And they'll be like, no. And he's like, are you sure? And they're like, oh, fuck, I did it. And it's like, you've lied to this point. Just lie longer.
Oh my
like,
God.
They got you in the room. They don't have shit on you. Just keep lying. That's the key. Just lie longer. If you're in high school and you're trying to get away with some shit, just keep lying. Don't stop lying. And then you'll lie through to the other side.
Garrett,
the more you know. How to get away with murder
right here. You should have talked to, not going to do that reference. But that was fascinating factoid. Thank you very much, Garrett.
Of course, man. That's what I'm here for.
And then at the end of it, she's basically done with her web stream, right? And fucking Penn Badgley is outside her window doing an allusion to one of the top 10 rom-coms of all time. Garrett, do you still remember what's that movie?
John Cusack in the movie that we all like. Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I am.
Say anything?
Yes.
Thank God. Wow.
Ooh, you're still the co-host.
Fuck. I'm close. Still got it, baby. I entered a commercial and I remembered the movie.
By the skin of your fucking teeth.
Yep.
Is it not in your top 10?
Intellectually, I want to put it in there. But like my go-tos, my bangers, the shit in rotation, it's not in there.
Oh, wow. I mean, it's not in rotation because I don't think it's streaming anywhere, but that's a separate problem. All right.
Yeah.
So fine. Penn Badgley, he's outside with it's not a boom box because it's the year's 2010, but instead he has some Bluetooth speakers above his head and is like, come ride off with me on my neighbor's lawnmower. And they do off into the sunset. And then she apologizes to Allie from Allie and AJ. And that's the movie.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. How you feel?
I liked it. It was dope. It's like my sixth or seventh time watching this movie. Admittedly, I did not watch the last 20 minutes yet again because I had a conflict, but I was like, I've seen this movie enough times. I can phone it in. And I did. And I got away with it. And honestly, big ups to me. But yeah, no, I like it. What do we got? Do they last? Are we going right there?
Yes.
Fuck it. Sure. I mean, they're in high school. I don't really think
they don't fucking sure. last. They're not going to. They're 17. So they're juniors, I assume.
Yeah, it's like going to happen.
Yeah, they're not going to. When they last, I'm like, yeah, they're going to go to different schools, if nothing else, because Olive is going to Stanford. I'm saying that right now. Yeah. Stanford, Berkeley. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. And we don't know how Penn Badgley does academically. Yeah. Yeah, I can see UC Santa Barbara.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
The school I got a full ride to and wouldn't go to because I was 100% sure I'd have to drop out in like a year.
There's no focus, no discipline.
You can't go to like frat row and see it and be like, oh, I'm going to get things done here.
I went to USC.
That's a you problem. Also, USC is big enough that you can find a genre. UCSB is literally just like, let's pummel our organs and then see if we can get degrees.
Okay. You know, like,
that is the school.
Yeah.
Fine. It's like going to like Arizona, is it ASU?
Mm-hmm.
And then like, you know, not getting chlamydia.
Oh my God. Who did you love?
I mean, obviously Emma Stone fucking kills it. Mm-hmm. THC, man. THC.
He was good. Yeah.
THC fucked. Lisa Kudrow fucks and everything. Those are my deep cuts. And then of course, like Stanley Tucci and was it Patricia Clarkson? Their dynamic was dope.
They were the best parts of this movie. Patricia Clarkson, yeah. Stanley Tucci, best in the running for best fictional parents all time, or best fictional movie parents all time. You can make that argument. Shout out what's his face in Portlandia, fucking Fred Armisen making a little cameo as Amanda Bynes is his father. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, much less important, and nobody else will notice, fucking Miranda from Lizzie McGuire has like,
wait, everything's line. Silent. Why is everything silent?
You can't hear me?
We're back. We're back, baby. Can't hear you now.
My audio is probably shit now, but it's the end of the episode.
There we go.
Miranda from Liz McGuire is the gossipy girl near the end of the movie. Is like, yo, the kid who was gay and getting bullied for being gay, he ran off with a big black guy. That line was hella fucked up, by the way. But it's like,
it was.
Yeah. That was Miranda from Liz McGuire.
Shit, that was.
Yeah.
God, yeah. Lizzie McGuire was, I remember just being like, ugh. My whole childhood is biting down on one finger, being like, I want you so bad. And I don't even know really what that means, but whatever it is, I want it.
Oh, Hillary Duff.
Yeah. Oh, the Duff. It was Topanga and Hillary Duff.
I see it. Please don't ever call her the Duff again.
The Duff. I remember I almost bought a shirt. This is fucked up. I'm still going to say it because I didn't make this shirt, but it was available online. And it said, I want to bang a Topanga. And I was like, I'm an adolescent. This is hysterical. But at the same time, like, wait a minute. She was a child. It's a fucked up shirt that exists.
Ooh.
So, yeah. I mean, I guess it might have been reruns. So maybe by that point in time, it was like, I was just not caught up with the show. But anyway.
Rate the movie 1 to 10.
It's like a solid 8.
I gave it like a 7. I can do a 7.5. That's all you're getting out of me.
Fine, that's fine. A half chub 7. Let's go, Boca.
Oh, jeez. That's all we have for this
season finale, baby.
Season finale, long and winding road. We've done 70 rom-coms, if I can count correctly.
Jesus, tap dancing Christ.
Yeah. You want to keep going?
Yeah, man. We've seen 70 movies. We've spent, if we average, I'm going to go with 2 hours. It hasn't been 2 hours, but I'm going to say it has. We've done 140 hours
of podcasting. We average an hour. We average under an hour an episode.
Okay, fine. I've padded our stats. We've had done maybe 70 hours of podcasting. That's fucking insane. True.
We have more episodes than Freaks and Geeks, Firefly. I think we have more episodes than Leftovers. Leftovers is great, though. More episodes than Watchmen, but that was a miniseries. We're doing great, bro.
And yet we still don't have the bag. So please hit us in our Venmos. Hit us where we live. Help us to pay rent.
Go to Twitter, Instagram, at Podcast Bromance. Find me, Twitter, Instagram, at Bocla Boca. Find Garrett on Instagram, GD Balliette. That's two T's and two L's, yeah. Too. Yeah. Double the only L's Garrett takes. Thank That's you all true, for joining man. Us. Catch us next year, 2022. And stay safe, everybody. Thank you for joining. Oh, yeah. This is cool.
Yeah.
Bye. Let's go. Bye.